Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We all survived Friday the 13th. We survived the super moon, blood moon, lunar eclipse. We survived the hailstorm of 2022, and here we are. It's all good on a Monday. Shane Tucker, he is the Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Shane, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I know you guys over the weekend, you had a celebration in Navarre for safety. Is that right?
Well, we did. Our new SAFE program, the new initiative that was started to assist our citizens with special needs, we had an enrollment program for that Saturday at West Navarre Primary School. We got over 40 families enrolled in our new program, and they had a real good time. There was catered food, activities, and to understand there was even a dunk tank where they were able to dunk some deputies.
I love that.
It was a real good time for all the folks that participated.
And for people who aren't familiar, this is the program that would have you put a sticker either or both, really, on the back of your car and on the window to your home so that deputies who have to assist your family in need will know that they're dealing with perhaps a child that's got some kind of special needs or disability or autism or something like that, right?
Correct, and not just children. Any special needs individual that may communicate different or not as expected when dealing with an officer, it just gives the officer a heads up that they may have to take some outside the box approach to communication, and just prepares them that things may not necessarily be as normally expected.
Absolutely, I love this program. It's great. Are you guys planning to go around to the schools and kind of make this a traveling sign up opportunity for folks to make sure that there's awareness for it? Is that the goal?
Our goal is to get as many folks signed up and participated as want to be and as we can. So we're gonna look at all kinds of ways to make sure the word gets out about this program. So anybody that can participate and would benefit does.
Perfect. Very good. Maybe don't always think about it, but we've talked many times about how it's sometimes the little things that affect an officer. You guys had a deputy got bit by a dog, right, on a call this week, right?
We did. As a matter of fact, a citizen in Navarre called us and asked to have a deputy come to her residence to assist her with a really minor thing, you know, a VIN verification, just some paperwork for the tag office. And when the deputy arrived, the lady invited her inside her home, and almost immediately the owner's German Shepherd lunged at the deputy and latched onto her arm.
Oh, gosh.
Thank goodness the deputy is okay, but she did actually have to go to the hospital for those injuries. You know, it really should go without saying, but evidently it may not. If you invite someone into your home, you have an obligation to make sure your animals are secure. You know, your dogs love you, but they may be a danger to other people.
Wow. And I mean, and this was, is there going to be a charge related to that, or how does that work? Because you're inside the house, but you still are obligated to control your pet. What's going to be the outcome of that?
I certainly don't foresee any criminal charges. I really don't believe there was any kind of nefarious intent on the part of the woman. I think it was just an oversight, maybe some carelessness. So I don't see any criminal charges coming out of that. But certainly anybody that has any legal right in your home has the right to expect not to be bit by an animal.
Yeah.
And that's no different if it's the cable TV guy, the plumber, your neighbor. If they're there lawfully, and certainly because you invited them, you know, they have a right to not be bitten by your animals.
Absolutely. And if you're, you know, if you call the cops, just remember to, if your dog's a problem, you know, put your dog away. That's the sort of obvious safety thing, but it bears repeating, mm-hmm. obviously, after this event. You also had a, I'd just call it one of these strange news stories that started with somebody stealing a purse at a grocery store.
We did. Saturday, some folks were doing some shopping at a Milton grocery store, and while they were inside the strip mall there, they left a purse inside their unlocked car. A fellow walked by and saw that opportunity, so he took the purse and went on about his way. When the owner came out and realized her purse was missing, she was able to quickly track the phone inside the purse using an app and a friend's phone, and so they got a location for it, and which happened to be another business here in the Milton area. They went, they located the fella sitting in his car with her purse in her lap. And when they confronted him, he drove off at a high rate of speed, striking one of the victim's companions. Fortunately, the injuries were not too severe, but that's a real good reminder that, you know, when you find yourself in a situation like that, you probably should call deputies or police officers to give you a hand, because sometimes these folks can be unpredictable and, as you see in this instance, dangerous.
Wow. And I assume he was eventually apprehended. And how is the woman going to be who was struck?
The person that was struck is going to be okay, and deputies did locate him later that day, and he was charged with burglary, theft, and aggravated battery with a motor vehicle.
Wow. But it's also
so
a good...
It worked out okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's also it's a good reminder not just to call your deputies to get assistance on something like this, but it's also a good reminder that, you know, Find My Phone apps and things like that can be useful in case something gets lost or stolen, right?
That is a good reminder, but let's not miss the point that none of that would have been necessary had that purse been secured in a locked vehicle.
Very absolutely. You know, lock your cars and, you know, put valuables out of a visible sight and take them with you if you can. All good notes. Shane Tucker, he is our Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, as always, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed. We certainly appreciate it.
You bet. We'll talk to you later.